We doing, guys?
Tom, just your thoughts on just the offense and the sort of struggle to finish off some of those drives. What are your thoughts on that?
Yep, that's a good word for it. So we didn't finish them off. I could say, we just have to do a better job with that. I know I said that about 100 times this year, but it's tough. I mean, we're trying. It's just the execution's coming up a little short at critical times. And, I'm glad we won. That's the most important thing. You know, starting 0-1 and then being 6-2, a lot of mental toughness. So that's good. We got to keep it going. Biggest games are ahead of us, so we're going to have to go play well.
Tom, how much of an advantage is it for you to have James White available on third down? It seems like he's just really got a knack at being able to move the chains for you.
Yeah, always. He does such a great job. I mean, he's so dependable and consistent. He does a great job for us. And he does it in run game, pass game, blitz pickup. And he's just a great player.
Tom, you guys have won four games in a row, but it's weird to say the offense hasn't been playing that well. It doesn't seem like, only 21 points per game. Does it feel like the offense is starting to hit a wall a little bit?
I think we're not scoring as many points as we're capable of scoring. I know that. I wish there was a simple answer for it, and that the simple word would be execution. I mean, it's just throwing and catching and blocking and running and doing all those things, staying on track in the red area. But we have more opportunity out there. I mean, we know it. We just haven't done a great job finishing off the last 3 or 4 weeks, but hopefully we can get back to it. And I'm sure we'll watch a lot of tape and try to evaluate a lot of things that we've done and try to build on those things. And I wish it would be better, but we're not. But we'll just keep going after it. We'll keep working hard like we always do, and hopefully it'll be better here in the next couple weeks.
Tom, timing. I mean, it's something that I think a lot of us have taken for granted with you and the offense over the years, but how much of it may be just the timing isn't quite there, maybe off a split second?
I think that's obviously, you'd love to have timing and execution and consistency in offensive football. That's an important word. And timing's important in the pass game and the run game, absolutely. I just think we can do a better job than what we've done. And, we're close. Even at the end, we're close to breaking a couple runs there for, big yards and hit pass. And then, we had a couple penalties. And, I took a sack that I shouldn't have taken. That hurts us. So, just work on it and try to do a better job.
Tom, it seems like you have confidence that it'll get fixed, and it's kind of similar to the defensive confidence that they had early in the year that it would flip for them, which it kind of has. When you look at the way this team is starting to play complementary football, does that give you even more reason to be optimistic for where you guys might be headed after the bye?
Well, we're going to need to play well in all three phases, absolutely. I don't think, good football teams play well in all three. Our special teams has been really solid. Defensively, they're working hard to improve. Offensively, it hadn't been horrible. It just hadn't been up to, what we're capable of doing. I think, we come in every week and we say, oh, we missed this opportunity, And it's not one play. It's not one player. It's just all of us collectively trying harder, doing better, and making the plays happen when we need it to make it happen. So, hopefully our best games are still ahead of us. That's what our goal is.
Tom, 12, I think, catches by the running backs today. You just talk about, given all the injuries to the wideouts, how valuable they've been in the pass-catching department.
Yeah, very. They've done a great job. And all of them catch the ball well. Every back on the roster we have does a great job in the pass game. So it does. It's a lot of yards out there. They're making a lot of yards when the ball's in their hands. So, again, if they drop deep, you got to throw it short. If they're short, you got to throw it deep. And, you just – play that game with the defense all day, but our backs did a great job.
Last question.
Tom, can you assess, I guess, through the half point of the season, where you see this team, and especially that you're heading into the bye week, and how great it is to have this bye week 9?
Well, we just have to, I'm sure, like I said, we'll watch a lot of film, and we'll figure out the things we need to do better and things that have shown up consistently that we can improve and things that have done well and we can build on. So, I wish we'd be 8-0, but we're not. We're 6-2, and we'll have to play better, over the next couple months, and that's what we're going to work toward.
Final question.
Tom, Devin said he still had to pick up a costume. What are you going as for Halloween?
I think my wife picked something out, so I don't want to give it away. They'll find me in my neighborhood, so be a nice costume. People won't know who I am, so but it'll be fun. Thank you. Enjoy your Halloween too.